Alright guys, so welcome to the Pilla Alpha Music Podcast. This is your host, Pablo J. Ruiz Varga. Let me fix the camera a little bit. There we go. The camera's acting kind of funky, but we're going to continue either way. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Pablo J. Ruiz Varga. Like I mentioned, this is episode 122. Make sure that you like and subscribe if you're listening to the podcast. In YouTube, BitChute, and Rumble, you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm. Any other music distribution or podcast distribution platform, make sure you just share as well. I'm not gonna get mad, right? Episode 122 from the PFA Music. Why congruence behavior is important? Okay, notice that a lot of these topics that I mentioned about self-development, right, has to be with things that we can control, right? I'm not going to mention, or I'm not going to teach things that we cannot control. I'm not that professional, right? If you're looking for things that, you know, require things out of your control, I would suggest you to go to a sales job, seminars, a lot of things that require exterior influence to manifest certain behavior where you need some help, okay? In this case, we're just only focusing on things that we need to control. All right? All right. So the topic of the day is why congruence behavior is important. Why congruency is important. Okay? Congruency is a very interesting thing because not only is a word that is used in all the platforms, all the kind of activities, but it does have a lot to do with how we just behave, right? So congruency basically is something that is connected to, or it makes sense, right? Let me see if I can find like the real meaning, right? I'm not just you know, shooting from somewhere that I shouldn't, right? Congruency is basically agreement or harmony, compatibility, right? Is basically a result that is corresponded to a same line, right? I just invented that line, but what we're gonna agree is that there's an agreement, there's a congruency, there's compatibility. You can just Google it in Google, and you have that information, right? Incongruency will be the opposite, right? So, non-agreement, non-harmony, non-compatibility, whatever. One of those, right? So, now we're going to give you an example. Congruency means I'm congruent, right? Who I am, right? The way I'm talking is the things that I'm just thinking, right? They go congruent, right? It's not I'm thinking something different and I'm spewing a different thing, okay? I think that I want to say the sky is blue and from my mouth is coming the sky is red. That's incongruency, right? Now, why congruence behavior is important, okay? Why? Based on what I got here is, let me just give you a synopsis. The value congruency can be utilized to increase positive outcomes, right? Such as a good satisfaction, job satisfaction, identification with the organizations, and intent to stay with the organization. There are several strategies that managers can use to maximize positive outcome that result from value congruence, right? Now, why Google give us this definition of why it's important to utilize congruency? Let me tell you from my experience, right? When you start noticing your behavior and your mind, right, something you're going to encounter is a lot of incongruency. Why you're going to encounter a lot of incongruency? Because you're being, your behaviors has been domesticated to a way that does not, is not counterpart with your mechanical thought. It's like people that don't go to colleges, they have a higher creativity, right? Than the people that go to college, they have a low creativity muscle. The reason for this is that when you go to college, you're just memorizing stuff. I tell you because I have a master's degree myself. And all the master's degree, what I spent was just trying to just read stuff from people and forget about Pablo's ideas. Forget about Pablo having some ideas just to really make this thing happen. Forget about me knowing about business. Forget about me knowing about composition. All these things, right, were not taught when I was doing my master's degree. So I was learning that behavior. That behavior came to my subconscious, right? And when I was having my daily life, I was having my daily life with that subconscious. And that's just one example. Family can be an influence to incongruent behavior, right? You're thinking one way, but your parents show you another way. Then you grow up and you notice things were not that way. And then you have to just have a different system of belief to just fix certain things. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about why the congruence behavior is important. It's important for you to always be in tune with yourself. And I'm not talking about just being tuned like a guitar. I'm talking about being in tune with your mind and soul, right? Being in tune is equal to confidence. Confidence is equal to good results, a good outcome. Okay. The behaviors that you learn through life, right? It could be given or it could be outreach to things that we experience in life, right? We get traumas, and based on those traumas, we want to just make decisions. The reality is that congruency is one of the hardest parts when it comes to be authentic. We think certain things and we not want to say it because we don't want to offend nobody. Or we don't want to do something, but then we want to please people. You see? So there's incongruence already because we don't want to be honest. Now, honesty is one of the hardest parts of the human behavior because it just requires a lot of animosity from your exterior because there's some truth. And truth is one of the hardest pill to swallow. Okay? So here's when the things start. Start practicing this. If you're having a conversation with a friend or a family, and your family tells you, I want to go to the beach, but you're thinking like, no, I should not go to the beach because I need to do certain things. I need just to work on my job, work on certain projects that I have. I cannot waste time. And then when whatever one comes out of your mouth is, yes, let's go. Stop. Think about it, right? And move forward. Think about it before you open your mouth, right? Have that exercise. And I saw once Jordan Peterson doing this in one of his interviews with one of these feminists. Before he always give an answer, his answers were unique. Because he would not spew things. He would not practice like defense tactics. He would just listen, wait a couple seconds, and talk. Because he wanted to make sure that whatever he was having in his mind was congruent with the information that was going to come out of his mouth. Authenticity comes with this, right? And this is not easy. This exercise, it will require a lot of time, a lot of failures, right? But you have to think it at the long term, okay? When you become a father, you become the leader of the household, right? Your kids are going to look at you. So the most important thing is that you want them to look at you with the best version of yourself. You have to start with the small things. You cannot tell your kids yes when you know in your mind is no, okay? You have to be strong. One of the easiest way to just become strong is with the congruent behavior. Don't drink with them. Don't drink and tell them not to drink. See, that's incongruent. You can't do that. In order for them to just believe what you have to say, you have to practice it. You have to practice it. Your wife, tell her, you want to tell her to lose a couple pounds? You have to lose a couple pounds. You have to work out. You have to eat clean. Right? Because when it comes from your mouth and you're doing all these things, has more power. Okay? And that's why congruence behavior is very important, right? It comes down from what are you doing, right? You're reflecting in the outside and how the outside will receive that information from you. Okay? Had you ever thought about the people that give advice but they never follow the advice? How do you feel? Bad, right? You feel like, why are you giving me advice but you're not even following like 0.5 from the million advice that you're giving me? Why are you giving me advice? Because it's how people do. People want to fix other people. They don't want to fix themselves. Fixing themselves means that they have to destroy their own ego. So that's why those things don't happen. That's why people, instead of just giving advice by example, they just want to give advice like they use Jesus Christ. But that is not how things work. Okay, congruency always works from the point of view of in and out, right? It's not out and in. In and out. Okay, in, feel congruent. I'm practicing these certain behaviors and I'm preaching these behaviors. So therefore, they have more power to it. Instead of preaching these behaviors, but I'm not doing none of them. Okay, has no power, zero. Okay, so think about it. Think about next time that you're having these ideas. And you know what you're going to notice? That as soon as you become congruent with yourself, now you're going to notice a lot of insecurities, a lot of defects from people. Not in a bad way, right? But in a way where you're going to start knowing whether these people are asset to your life or they're not, right? You don't have to go to a long process of waiting 5 years. Maybe 2 days, 1 week. You'll notice the red flag right away. So therefore, you don't have to wait all these years. Like some people, they notice their partner was a devil, right? But they never noticed those red flags. Why they never noticed the red flag? Because they never work in themselves. So it's harder to identify those behaviors. Okay. All right. So make sure the next time that you're interacting with people, have that in mind, and maybe that can change your perspective in your life. I'm gonna just keep it short. This was the PFI Music Podcast. Your host, Paolo Yoris Vargas. Again, make sure that, of course, you subscribe to my YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute channel. I don't have the links down below because, you know, YouTube will just make it harder for the videos to just be spread. So just go to Rumble, BitChute. You will find me there. I'm going to really appreciate it. If you listen to the podcast in Anchor.fm, right, you can support the podcast as well. In the link, it says PFI Music Podcast /support. I'm going to appreciate it as well. And if you're listening to the podcast on other platforms, that's fine as well. I'm okay with that. With a simple play, like I always say, help the pause squad. So I'm okay with that. With that, the only thing I have to say regarding this topic, start now noticing your congruency. And maybe, you know, your confidence in a lot of areas of your life will be improved. With this, this was episode 122. This was your host, Paolo Yoris Vargas. And with this, I'm out. Peace.